This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who says if you like to eat, check out the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmershow.com. Man, you just fade away. Don't you know I'm
still standing better than I ever did? Wow.
How appropriate is this, Jay?
I'm still standing.
One of those people who don't give up. The easy way has never made me happy. And hopefully the situation we find ourselves in terms of how the program is broadcast and how it gets to you will be enhanced, be better. That's what I'm looking forward to, working on better plans to do things more easily, but intelligently, right? Isn't that it's the easy way if it's intelligent. You're doing things, why would you do things the hard way if you can do the easy way and it makes you happy and it makes things work? A lot of people just like to stir. Donald Trump is a perfect example of somebody who doesn't want to do it the easy way. It doesn't seem to make him happy. So he goes on about the business of stirring the pot, right? He's maybe one of many, many, many examples we can come up with where people are not happy unless they are, you know, in a disruptive mood. And so anyway, I think that thinking about happiness, it was a guy, the book I read once, and I remember clipping this out of the book. The author wrote, quote, listen to this, Jay, happiness does not come from doing the easy work, but from the afterglow of satisfaction that comes after the achievement of a difficult task that demanded our best. So what is there in life about happiness and pleasure? Is it what you're doing is purposeful? Even if you go out and play a game of golf, I want to get some exercise. I don't want to ride in the cart. I want to walk around the golf course, because the walking around the golf course is really what it's all about. It's the exercise. It's not putting your butt into a little cart and riding. Well, what the heck good is that?
And hanging out with your friends, which the soul.
And it does, exactly.
I mean, adults that's have play dates, too. They just look differently than
they do. They're on a golf course for some. Yeah, out in the boat, whatever. All right, speaking of Donald Trump, Mr. Trump, true to his style, has taken a look at some of the candidates in the Republican Party running for various offices around the country that have been using his image, like somebody running for the Senate, somebody running for the House of Representatives, somebody running for governor, and they have sought out the backing of Donald Trump because they think that's how they win. And I guess in some states, in some circumstances, that probably would be the case. So now Trump has added an interesting wrinkle to it. He has notified, or his people have notified, everybody around the country that's running as a Republican and using his image and saying, Donald Trump supports me. He wants a 5% cut from if the person gets elected to whatever the office is. He wants 5% of that person's salary because
it's called a finder's fee.
Yeah, right. And that's what I say about him. It's ongoing. I mean, who in the name of heaven, and when you're looking around at the turmoil and everything that's going on around Donald Trump, would think he'd wake up one day and say, you know what? I want 5% for using my name, my image, and my likeness. Or don't do it. So there are a lot of the scammers, too, that are using his name, trying to make a point. So anyway, I find it interesting, because every day with him, it's something else, right? It's not the easy way. He doesn't take the road less traveled. He takes the road, well, maybe it is. I guess it depends on your definition of the road less traveled. But he certainly is on a unique road for everyone to see. His wife apparently is really angry about what's going on in court. Did you see that? She's really getting...
What did she allegedly say by the sources? Well, do we ever believe these sources?
Well, okay, maybe not. Maybe I shouldn't give any credence to it, huh? It's just that...
Well, I don't know, though.
Anything
what's
about...
What's the gossip about it?
Anything that has to do with Trump. You know, it looks like he and his wife are in a marriage of convenience, or it almost looks like that. But yet she seems to be, every once in a while, she sticks her head out of the hole and says she'll participate in one way or another. She's rarely with him on the campaign trail. We're rarely with him. Neither is his son, what's his name, Barron, who's
Barron.
Almost 18.
Well, yeah,
remember that kid when he was just a little teeny buffer?
And especially Melania, she's been very protective of Barron, and rightfully so. It seems
as well as she should be,
the outside looking in, it seems like she's a really good mom. And it is so gross. So Barron turned 18 a couple of months ago, I believe, and it's just so gross that the news media and other journalists have been saying, you know, they've come after Donald's other children, but Barron was off limits because he was underage, and then they were essentially chomping at the bit, having a countdown clock of when this kid turns 18 is quote-unquote fair game.
Get a life. Get a life. Will you please, these people? You know, the more of this that I realize, the more I lean toward Trump, the more of this stuff, this is, it's sick. It is. It's just sick. All right, let's see what's going on in the research department here, Jay, of the Good Day program. I have seen, and others have as well, these pictures of the largest marine reptile ever discovered. I don't even want to try to pronounce what this thing is called, the species. 80 feet long, that is twice the length of a city bus. This species, a descendant of sea dragons, which coexisted in the dinosaur era, the late Triassic period, which was before the Jurassic period, 250 million years ago. So Jurassic came after Triassic, I think, right? Not that I'm an expert here, but we all know. Do you think, a lot of people think Jurassic means all dinosaurs. No, it was just a period of time.
There were so many different periods,
Yeah, right. So anyway, these creatures, like dolphins, they breathe air, they go under the water and can stay down for a long time, eating fish and squid and that kind of stuff. It's kind of like a shark in a sense. So a father and a daughter were out on the beaches of Somerset, England, and then they got to, after they saw this, they collaborated with paleontologists. They went to the, they found a lower jawbone of this creature, and they started digging around. The jawbone was 6 feet long. So imagine how big and ugly. Oh, man. Ugly. So here's another one for you. From, I guess this would be the What's Old is New Again department, Jay. In England, a hiker stumbled across a silver monolith during a hike. 10-foot tall structure in the muddy area of his hike. He said, when I first saw it, I was a bit taken back as it looked like some sort of a UFO. Seemed like a fine metallic, like almost surgical steel. And then he said he looked at the structure. It looked perfectly level and steady, despite the weather being windy, which caused him to wonder, how did it get there? Came out of nowhere, right? There were no tracks around where this thing was. So it didn't seem like...
I feel like these have been popping up kind of sporadically in places.
Well, we have. We've seen a couple of other reports of things like this. So, what you know what a monolith is supposed to look like? I don't know. They're kind of bizarre looking.
Are they just like giant metallic rectangles, if you will, that are...
Yeah, out of a space, a science fiction movie. You know, the squares, there have been a rectangle... things in some movies that were made out of metal, and you look at them and you think, what the heck are those things? Very mysterious. You know what? This points out how mysterious we think we know it all, and we think we've experienced it all, and we think we've seen it all. No, not even. All you have to do is look at the NASA website and see the things that are being discovered every single day, not on our planet, but elsewhere around our solar system, around our galaxy and around the universe. So there's more, much more mystery to life and to the world than there is. I mean, we know less about more. Does that statement make sense? Or we think we know more about less, but we actually know less about more.
Yeah.
You get that? Does that make sense?
I do. Yep.
You know, even take your body, for example, and how your body works. Do you really know how your body works? Do you know how much protein you need in your body? Do you need, you know, various things, the minerals we were talking about this week? And was I talking about that on Good Day Health? Minerals and supplements and stuff, or was I talking about that here? I can't remember sometimes. Excuse me, where I have these conversations, but I know that we were talking about the value of minerals. Oh, you know what it was? It was talking to Warren about pets and them needing, you know, his product line is called Hugs and Kisses, and he has lots of minerals for dogs and cats in them because they're important. And I think off of that, I said on the air, we don't very often get enough minerals. The basic things, the elements of life, the dirt, if you will. We should actually, if we find good dirt, we should eat it. Because it has all, what?
You're not wrong, but it's so, like, gross. You're not wrong, but it's so gross.
Well, it's my job to be gross once in a while. But envision it, a handful of dirt every day. That's what you should have in order to have the mineral supply in your body that it needs. We only get about 45% of the native minerals that we need in the food that we eat. So I take a standard process. This is not a commercial, a standard process, but I love their product. And they have a mineral product that I take every single day. And then you should take things like collagen. They have a product for that. There's collagen on the market. There's collagen in Calitrin that we need. Those are the kinds of things that people don't get, certainly in their diets anymore. So, again, instead of let them eat cake, from now on the slogan is, let them eat dirt. You in on that or not?
I'll drink the bone broth. Get that collagen.
The bone broth is good for you as well. Yeah, right. How about we mix dirt with bone broth? Maybe that's the secret. I'm going to try that tonight for dinner. Dirt and bone broth. How about that for
recipe? Doesn't count.
Okay, 18 after the hour.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricket 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on 4 lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Progressive asks, what do a middle school slumber party?
Let's stay up all night.
Yeah!
A sleep-deprived girl. An early morning paper route. And a poorly thrown rolled-up newspaper have in common?
Hey, my window!
They can become a fast-breaking news story.
Sorry, Mr. Thompson!
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour Foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now 23 after the hour, it's the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, digging into social media. And normally, this time of the day, I like to dig around in some of in the real world of the mechanics of how this all works, focusing on things like AI. There's a new algorithm that traces metastatic cancer cells. This is good news. You know, we look for good. We know there's bad with AI, so where's the good? And this new algorithm looks at those who have looks at those cells who have left the original tumor and traveled around the body. What happens with breast cancer, especially, and so it's supposed to help provide tailored treatment for patients. That'd be interesting to see how that works, right?
Mm-hmm.
Under the circumstances, wow. All right, Tesla is going to ask shareholders today to reinstate the $56 billion compensation package that Elon Musk gets or was getting until it was rejected by a judge in Delaware, and to move the corporate office from Delaware to Texas. So that'll make it easier for him to do what he wants to do, which is get... $55.8 billion over the next... it was supposed to start in 2018. So it was supposed to be a $55 billion package paid over 10 years going through 2028.
Mm-hmm.
And the shareholders in a lawsuit alleged the pay package should be voided because it was dictated by Musk himself. And it was a sham. Well,
yeah.
He started the company. I mean, in a manner of speaking, it wouldn't have happened without him. And then there's, okay, is this overreaching? Is this overkill? Is this too much? And so the judge decided with the board of directors, the shareholders, and said, no, he's not entitled to this. But how do they make their, based on what? What's the judgment based on? Is it just the judge says, nah, we don't want to pay him that much money? He's certainly made... He's made Tesla very visible. A lot of growth there. I'm no fan necessarily of Musk, you know, because he's kind of a crackpot. He's like Trump in a minute, you know, in a million different ways. But they've posted record deliveries. The cars are crap, according to a lot of people. I know, like Jack Stockwell loves his. I know people who can't. They couldn't wait to get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
They're dangerous. You know, if you don't know how to drive, they're very dangerous.
Yeah. Well, and that's like for any car. If you don't know how to drive, period.
Right, I guess that's true. Yeah,
people do. But when are we going to get that fight between Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg? I feel like...
The wrestling match, or was it going to be a boxing?
Kind of went totally gone. Yeah.
Somebody's chicken.
Society needs that. We need that.
Yeah. Chicken. Bok, 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 bok. All right. Here's a story about a solar farm. I'm putting solar on my farm. And I never thought about this. But there was a big hailstorm in Texas the other day that destroyed a massive solar farm. And so with that, again, the technology of how it works and where it works. Flying back on Monday, I noticed when we were flying over Nevada, there's a huge solar farm I used to drive by when I was on my way. I had some land at one point in time in Arizona. I used to drive by this huge solar farm, and we could see it from 36,000 feet. It was so bright. It's the same thing. And these things are great when it comes to providing the energy, the electricity, because it doesn't cost any money. But now there are concerns about chemical leaks from panels as they get older. And in this circumstance, the hail that beat up the technology, beat up the screens themselves, and all of this stuff, is this gooey stuff that's in them, is leaking out all over the place. So then, it caused to think about all of these things. Are they? Is there more harm than good being done? Yeah, you got to make them stronger for sure. All right, 28 after the hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com. Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. There's a tsunami alert in effect after a volcano eruption on a remote Indonesian island. The country's volcano agency says hundreds of villagers are being evacuated. There have been multiple eruptions on Rang Island, where the volcano has been spewing lava and ash plumes thousands of feet into the air. Officials say that volcano has erupted at least five times since Tuesday night. They worry it could partially collapse into the water and cause a tsunami like it did back in 1871. Former President Trump is expected back in court again Thursday as jury selection in his hush money trial in New York resumes. USA's Laura Winters.
Seven jurors have already been chosen, the judge hoping to seat the entire jury, 12 people plus six alternates, by the end of this week. Opening arguments could start as early as Monday.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
You're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, who says if your health's important to you, check out the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com.
I'm going to marry him. Do you hear me? Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffins.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
That was one of the great movies. Cher and Nicolas Cage. You can hear their voices. You know who they are. And you remember the movie very well. That was Moonstruck, right? And I'm trying to think of, let's see, Olympia Dukakis, Danny Aiello was in it. It was a very good movie. She's done some really great work, very talented, certainly. When you look at the roster of people around now that have been at it for a long, long time, like yours truly, there are some very talented people. She doesn't want to quit either. You know, she's done that, the final tour about 7 years now, right?
Yeah, well, if she doesn't end it, then it's still technically the final tour. She just has the last one.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. All right, from the Did You Know and Do You Care fact department, did you know Abraham Lincoln grew his beard because of an 11-year-old girl? Did you know that?
No, I did not.
No. Well, listen, he was one of the great leaders in the history of our country, I think, certainly in a time of need. It's interesting how the right people show up at the right time for the right reason. One of his defining physical traits, his beard, was grown at the suggestion of an 11-year-old girl. He was campaigning for the presidency in the fall of 1860, got a letter from a lady, young lady named Grace Bedell of New York. In her letter, she expressed her excitement for his political aspirations and suggested that he might gain even more support if he grew some facial hair. This is a quote from the letter. "I hope you won't think me very bold to write to such a great man as you. I have four brothers, and part of them still vote for you." She didn't say which part. I think they have said that you should let your whiskers grow. And I said I was going to write to you to tell you that people will vote for you if your face is covered, because it's so thin. If it's covered with hair, the ladies like whiskers, and they'll be happy to tell their husbands to vote for you. Remember, women couldn't vote at this time. Remember that? No women voting. So the women were enlisting the help of children to get men to vote. And in this case, the young lady suggested he wear a beard, and he took it to heart, and so he grew the beard. And that's the real story of his facial hair. I'll bet nobody knew that until I just told you the story. Right? Did you know that? Nobody knew that. Yeah, it is kind of cool. Yeah. All right, speaking of young people, here's an organization that wants to take 75 of our nation's wonderful school children on a field trip to a dozen of the most famous monuments and places in our country. Remember, we're getting close to the 250-year mark, the quarter millennium is called. So the trip is planned to visit the Statue of Liberty, Yellowstone National Park, Library of Congress, and the Golden Gate Bridge. At least those are some of the items on this field trip. It puts young people at the heart of our efforts to get these experiences that would be something you'd never forget over the course of your life, right? So they're trying to find students all across the country. The question in the, this is a, you know, the contest, what does America mean to you? So if you win, you get free travel, free lodging, access to all of these experiences and these selected historical and cultural sites all across the country. So 75 students, in other words, two busloads, are going to be able to travel around the country. Sponsored by America 250, Congress has made this group in charge of planning for the big event. Mm-hmm. Contest is open for the next 30 days for students of all grade levels. Doesn't make any difference how old you are. The requirements change depending on how old you are. Second place students, the first place, 75 students go around the country. Second place students get $500. Let's see here. What else? The Smithsonian, the USS Constitution here in Boston, Rocky Mountain National Park, the Bank of New York. This is an interesting, yeah, going there. And a sunset cruise to Spectacle Island.
What a summer vacation. This is this is
when
amazing.
It will be announced in June. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So where do you go, though, to get the, what? Where do you get the applications and where do you find out? That's not included in what I see here.
America250.org.
Okay. Got that, everybody? That'd be something to post on our social media, right? Post the story in America250.org to get your children, grandchildren to apply for this. So once in a lifetime, it would be. Absolutely. A once in a lifetime thing. No question about it. Okay, let's see what the Supreme Court is doing. Very busy. This time of year, I think this Supreme Court is busier than any Supreme Court, at least publicly, that I can remember. How about you, Jay, in terms of, I've always been kind of a student because I love political science and I love to watch how the system works, or in this case, doesn't work particularly well. So this latest position, I guess that's the word to use, clears the path for anybody who is forced to transfer to another job to sue the company for job discrimination. Now, I don't know whether I like this or I don't like it as a business owner, but it's very interesting to look into it and to see how the vote shook out. It makes it easier for you as a worker. If you're transferred from one job to another in the company and you don't want to be transferred, you will be able to pursue job discrimination suits and claims under the civil rights law. Workers required to prove harm in order to get the money, but as I sit here and think about it, you know, that's pretty, you can do that, pretty easy to do. But what's the story if there's no other job? Let's say the company is changing its way of doing business. Doesn't the company have a right to change? Maybe you ask the employee, okay, this is this situation. You tell them the story. I've got to change the way we're doing business. And I would like to keep you. You're a worthwhile employee, but you got to do this job over here because the one that you have is going away. And I wonder if that's something. I mean, what do you do when
taking somebody out of their job and you have to absorb those job duties, but not absorbing their pay or benefits?
Yeah. So the shaky situation for lots of companies, especially small and mid-sized companies, little entrepreneurial adventures. This is a bad ruling, I think. It doesn't look like it really specifically defines discrimination and defines what happens if you are going, let's say you have one job and the job goes away and they say, well, you can have this job over here, but we're going to dock your pay because that job doesn't pay as much as the job we had before, which doesn't exist anymore. And so that's why they have to be able to prove their claim, though, for sure. But this was a unanimous. This was unanimous. So it tells you something. They got a sex discrimination lawsuit, which was filed by a St. Louis police sergeant. She was forcibly transferred, retained her rank and pay, but she got sent to a job. She had been in a plainclothes position for 9 years in the intelligence division. Sounds like an episode of Chicago PD. And then the new commander came in and reassigned her to a uniformed position. She was a supervisor of patrol officers. This guy was dumb enough to say that he didn't want a woman in the position that she was in. He wanted a man. Well, hello. That's about as dumb as you can be in this day and age to say that. Of course you're going to get this lawsuit. Especially if he can't prove that a man is better at the job than a woman is. Or specifically, this woman and the man who was assigned to do a better job. I don't know whether she was doing a good job or a bad job. She may have been doing a bad job. Sometimes that happens. There are men that do bad jobs, women that do bad. That's the whole thing. This whole thing about sex and race and color, it is so tragically immature. It is. How can you, these people sometimes, and again, I don't know so maybe she was doing a lousy job and that's why she got transferred. That happens in the lawsuit, that'll all come out. But we all know people and we all know circumstances where this has happened, where the boss just said, well, you know what, I like Fred and I don't like Wilma over there, so Wilma, you can do something over here and Fred's going to do what you were doing. With Fred and Wilma, did you get that?
Yep.
Fred. Mm-hmm. Huh? Okay, and you know what? It doesn't work if I have to explain it, right? I should have just not said anything and just kept going. And people would say, who are listening, huh? Did you say Fred and Wilma? And then I think there's a certain, although you get it. Let's see, James, did you get the reference to Fred and Wilma?
It's like the Jetsons or something. I don't know.
Well, pretty close. All right. I'll give you a half a point for that. It's the Flintstones.
Oh, okay.
All right.
That's it.
Right. But it was George. Here's George Jetson. Dun, 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 dun. I think they were around at the same era, though. Weren't they the Jetsons and the Flintstones? Didn't they come out of the same?
I feel like the Flintstones were first. TV. The Jetsons were a little later. But weren't they like, they weren't, I feel like when I grew up on them and watching them, they were not new episodes.
They
were already done, but they just kept, they were still playing.
Yeah, they had a movie where they met. Like, it was the Flintstones meet the Jetsons or the other way around or something, which doesn't make sense because aren't they from, like, thousands and millions of years separated?
It's cool.
They're fossilized. Let's put it that way.
They're
fossilized. Right?
Yeah.
They're fossilized.
Kind of like the TV shows.
At this point, yeah. There's George Jetson. Dun, dun, dun,
You're very
dun.
Proud of that statement, James.
I was really proud, and I got reaction.
Why don't you say it again? I was looking at the next story, actually, about Disney.
You said they're fossilized, and I said kind of like those TV shows. Ooh. Wow. Okay, still no reaction. All right, I'm going back to the corner.
All right.
Mute your mic.
Okay. Here's the story of a pregnant passenger on a Disney Fantasy cruise got airlifted from the ship after experiencing health complications. 180 miles northwest of Puerto Rico, passenger required a higher level of medical care, had to get ashore. Video of the incident shows the Coast Guard bringing a Jayhawk helicopter to execute this move. This is a medevac maneuver. This was something else to watch, right? Look at this clip. As you can find it online. There's an air crew member that gets lowered by a rope out of the ship. And again, this is right out of a movie. Mm-hmm. And seven of the crew members are seen carrying this woman on a stretcher. The air crew's rescue swimmer prepared a rescue basket to safely hoist her and the cruise ship doctor up to the helicopter.
Uh-huh.
And so
scary. Like any medical emergency anywhere, especially on vacation, but when you were on a cruise ship in the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Here's George Jetson. Okay. Let's take a break. It's 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
Honey, can you swing by the post office and grab some stamps?
Done.
And drop off these packages?
Sure thing, honey.
Oh, and get the tracking info.
Got it.
But you haven't moved.
I know. How great is that?
This holiday season, the Postal Service is closer than ever with convenient ship-from-home services like label printing, free package pickup, and delivery notifications. You can send more holiday joy from the comfort of home. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America. Ship from home at usps.com/holidayjoy.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy.
Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it.
If you go on our website, toploss.com, you can see we've got tons of resources on there. We've got lots of information about how the product works, how it's good for the side benefits, like the better sleep, the less joint pain, the more energy. All the science is on there. It explains it exactly how it works for that, how it's safe. It's drug-free, stimulant-free, and safe, even if you're on medications. I'm talking about your heart patients, your diabetics. You can check that out. I've personally had results with this product. I lost 40 pounds with it years ago. Now I just use it for maintenance. It's not something you have to be on forever. A lot of people ask us that. Do you have to be on it forever to keep the results? And that is no. There's not going to be rebound weight gain as soon as you get off of this product.
All right, go to toploss.com, use the Doug Stephan code, or just Doug, actually, D-R-U-G. Make sure you get the best deal and free shipping. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a
smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The hour now. It's Good Day Health Time. I'm Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. The question about pets and whether or not you can, with a pet, you know, there's been a lot of focus on cows getting bovine problems, and now the owners of cows, like I am on my farm, are worried about the bird flu. And so the cows aren't necessarily pets, although to me they are. But I'm talking about dogs and cats more than anything else. So can pets get you, can they make you sick? Can they give you a bug?
What you're talking about, Doug, is zoonotic illness, zoonosis with a Z. And these are illnesses that are passed from animals to humans. And this comes out of the European Society of Clinical Microbiology and Infectious Diseases Global Congress. It's being held this month in Barcelona. And this certainly caught my eye. And what they reported is that cases of superbugs, these are bugs that are not sensitive to any known antibiotic, or we use the last resort antibiotic. They're obviously of great concern. And these superbugs being passed between sick dogs and cats and their health owners have been identified in England and Portugal. Dogs and cats, they can pass antibiotic-resistant bacteria to their owners, Doug, raising concerns that household pets could be contributing to the world's antibiotic crisis. Bacteria can pass between pets and humans by simple affection. So how do you get this? Well, it's passed by simple affection like petting, touching, and kissing the animal. They can also spread through handling of feces. So what do you do to prevent this? You know, you love your pet, but you don't want to die over it. So pet owners should wash their hands after petting their dog or cat, good luck, and after handling their waste. So that's the recommendation that's coming from all of these microbiologists and infectious disease specialists, that if you own a pet, you need to wash your hands after petting the dog or cat and after handling their waste. Good luck.
I never do that. I pat Daisy. She goes in bed with me. She kisses me, loves me. I scratch her. That's, you know, and then nighty-night time.
I knew you'd love this story.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Here's it's something that I am concerned about. I saw something about antibiotics not being able to reduce the severity of coughs. Remember when I came to you in January after I'd had a couple of bouts with that new flu this year and the cough stayed with me? And you put me on a Z-Pack, which is basically antibiotics. I don't usually do that, but in this case, I was very eager to get rid of it. And I still, as you noted when I was down in your office a couple of weeks ago, have this cough. And now I see this thing about antibiotics not reducing the severity and the duration of the coughs. So how then do you get rid of them?
Well, you know, I saw this article, and, you know, I've been practicing medicine. I've been, you know, a doctor since 1982. And, you know, I have to say that this has not been my general experience, except when they're not used where there's an ongoing infection that's been ongoing. But I have seen in too often situations where clearly there's a bacterial infection that's been ongoing, untreated, and you actually treat with an antibiotic that's sensitive, it will be very effective. So, you know, there may be some issues with this study, and to make such broad conclusions may be confusing to a lot of people. So it's just that you don't want to demand an antibiotic for every cough, but also if you do have a lingering cough. I've had several patients that I've known, you know, that just didn't get any care, that have died from walking pneumonia, that could have easily been treated with an antibiotic. So you have to just put this kind of study in right focus, that you don't want to undertreat, you don't want to overtreat. And I think that's the best take-home message from this article.
Well, one of the things that you said to me, which I'm taking heed of when I go see the pulmonary guy, you said have him do a swab. I'm going to have a breath test just to,
exactly.
You know, I have a test
a
every
culture,
year or two,
a
just
culture.
To know what's going on. Get a
you
culture
have a chronic,
of it.
Exactly. You have a chronic, productive, colored cough that just isn't going away. And this is, and if you read this study and say, oh, treatment's not going to work, you know, the outcome could be horrible. So, yes, this is where you want to not use shotgun therapy, you know, like one from column A, one from column B. You want to culture it, see what it is, and get something sensitive to the actual infectious agent.
This is Good Day Health. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronos.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.